Scripture this morning comes from Matthew 9, and I'm beginning with the reading of the 27th verse. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, saying, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When Jesus had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored, and Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out, and they spread the news about him all over the region. Two blind men recognized Jesus. They said, "Son of David." Now you have to realize that Son of David is synonymous with saying the Messiah. They recognized immediately that Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah. And the question I have for you is, can you recognize who Jesus is? The Son of God, the Messiah, the one who comes to save the world, the one who comes to bring hope and promise fulfillment. And the cry of these blind men was, "Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us." You know, and we go about and we are quick to point the finger at other people. We seek areas and means and ways to criticize, and we can point the finger very quickly. But what happens when we point a finger at people? You all know there's three fingers pointing right back at ourselves. And the facts are that every time we see sin and disgust and things that anger and frustrate us about other people, there's three times as much of that within our own souls and our hearts. And so it becomes imperative for us at all times to erase our arrogance, and to call upon the name of Christ to have mercy upon us, and to open our eyes that we might see where we need his grace and where we need to grow spiritually today. Jesus said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." Do you realize they didn't go and said, "Jesus, restore our sight"? They said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Because they recognized who he was, that there was something far more important than having vision. And that's having God's grace and God's love. God always provides a way of escape. He sometimes comes in and he diverts and manages to change our course of action, but something happens and he revives. Because that's what the message of Jesus Christ is all about, revival, bringing to life, healing, restoration. So these blind men came to Jesus, recognizing who he is. They called out to him, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And they validated their faith. And Jesus reached out and he touched their eyes. He touched their eyes. What does it take to open our eyes to the reality of the goodness of God who wants to touch us and revive us and bring us the hope we need? Pastor in the Almighty God Tabernacle, a new church that was in a strip mall, called us home, and his wife didn't answer. Couldn't figure out why she didn't answer, but he let the phone ring and ring and ring. It was no big deal. He called back a few minutes later, and she answered, and he had a conversation with her. And the next day, he got a call from a gentleman who said, "You called me yesterday." He goes, "I did?" He goes, "Yes, you called me yesterday. My phone rang and rang, and I didn't answer. But you called me." He said, "You have to realize that I was ready to commit suicide. And I said, God, if you don't want me to pull this trigger, you have to do something right now. And that's when the phone rang. And I looked at my caller ID, and it said, Almighty God. The name of his church. He said, I was too afraid to answer the phone. But I unloaded my gun and I put it away. I'm calling you now. Because I need to know, where do I go from here? What does it take for God to reach out, to touch your heart, and say, you are mine? Throughout the decades, we've seen some of the most beautiful people in the world taken away. We all have friends that we've lost. Today, God is calling you. Just have a little faith. Dear God, we thank you that as we believe it, we see it. That as life is fragile, you are not. That as our spiritual eyes are opened, our physical healing will be apparent. And so as we travel through this wilderness of life today, we look forward to the beauty and the glory of your grandeur in that day in which there is no sunset, no dawning. Forever and always with you. Amen.